91X News.
It's 9 degrees and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Ludger Chapman. Convicted rapist and killer Paul Bernardo has been denied early release. A National Parole Board panel in Millhaven Institution in Eastern Ontario made the decision today. Bernardo has spent more than 25 years of his life sentence behind bars for kidnapping, torturing, and killing two teen girls in the early 1990s. The 54-year-old told the hearing that he did dreadful things in the past that he cries over frequently and argued that he has improved himself. The panel disagreed with the designated dangerous offender, who has been eligible for parole since February. Bernardo has spent most of his incarceration in a maximum security isolation. At the stroke of midnight, Canada officially became the second country in the world to legalize the sale of recreational marijuana. In Edmonton, about 150 people were lined up outside Fire and Flower Cannabis Company store, waiting for its 10 a.m. opening. Canadian Press reporter Chris Purdy says they're buying cannabis for a variety of reasons.
I've talked to people who have, for the first time, just want to try it today, and also people who have smoked for years and say they just want to come out and try something new, also maybe get some swag to mark the day that they first purchased legally their marijuana.
The federal government is clearing the way for people with previous convictions for a simple pot possession to gain a criminal pardon. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodell says the government will introduce legislation that will waive the waiting period and the $631 fee. Federal Conservative leader Andrew Scheer is accusing the Liberals of bringing in a half-baked cannabis law. Scheer told reporters that his party will wait and see what happens and act accordingly.
We're going to see how this unfolds, and we're going to propose changes to the regime based on the feedback that we see.
Scheer also accuses the Liberals of not bringing in clear language on things like prosecuting high drivers. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are reminding travelers that it remains legal to bring marijuana into the United States at border crossings despite its legalization. U.S. border agents will be asking the same kind of questions of travelers that they did prior to the change in Canadian law. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Representative Chris Perry says the implementation of the new Canadian law on Wednesday thus far has had little effect on the flow of traffic along the border. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is asking Turkey for any audio or video relating to the disappearance and alleged murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Sagar Mahani has the story.
The president says he's not sure if it exists, but if it does, the U.S. wants to see it. Saudi officials have denied Turkish claims that Khashoggi was killed in the kingdom's Istanbul consulate. The president yesterday warned against a rush to judgment, and while calling Saudi Arabia a key customer of military hardware, says he wants to know what happened.
Where is the fault? And we will probably know that by the end of the week.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back from the region and says the Saudis know how seriously the president's taking this. He's denying the U.S. is giving Riyadh the benefit of the doubt. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Belleville teacher won a national award for his excellent and unconventional teaching. Evan McLeod has more.
Oh, bunny day.
Bravo. Students huddle around game boards. They're having fun, but they're also learning. This is thanks to their teacher, Curtis Hartnell.
My philosophy is taking the students' interests to heart first, and then kind of putting that at the forefront of the teaching. It's making learning fun, because when it's fun, it's meaningful, and when it's meaningful, it stays with us.
Hartnell teaches grade 3 French at St. Michael Catholic School in Belleville and won Post Foods Canada's Search for Goodness Teacher Edition.
It's really hard to describe all the feelings. It's been amazing just to have won it, and you know, it's awesome.
Hartnell wins $10,000 that will be split between him and the school. He was thinking of investing some of it, but...
Mainly just, you know, to go and help with raising a family. So I have a son and then I have another son on the way.
Evan McLeod, QNET News, Belleville.
The final touches were added to Canada's largest Indigenous mural on a church in Picton on Monday. Sierra Terry has more.
When we annihilated Indigenous culture, we killed something in ourselves, too.
Lynn Donovan, who is the minister of St. Andrews Presbyterian, says that the mural is only the first step towards forming new friendships with the Indigenous community.
This is bigger than a piece of art. It is, for me, an institution that has a history of being somewhat arrogant and working hand in hand with colonizers has now given its biggest canvas to the voice and vision of another culture.
Indoors, the church is also displaying artwork crafted by four local Mohawk artists. Rebecca Miracle, one of those artists, says this type of reaching out is just the first step in healing.
I can spout off healing circles and all these things. It will create healing and it will create change. But if it's not done in the right way and with the right intention, then that's why I say, I don't know what those next steps are. This is a first step, and I think we've got to get through that and see what relationships are created.
Donovan says she plans on inviting guest speakers regularly in the new year to keep the conversation going. Sierra Turry, QNET News, Picton.
The Quinty Curran Club has seen a decline in memberships. This is why it had its second annual Free to Learn, Free to Curl event on Sunday. Layla Nazar has the details.
The Quinty Curling Club says it held this event because it wants to see more millennials on the ice. Right now, 75% of its members are 60 and older, says Vice President of the club, Janet Quinn.
Unfortunately, millennials don't want to be booked into like a 10-week schedule. They don't want to sign on for a 32-week course. They sort of want to pay as you go sort of thing.
Soren Vollert is a 15-year-old international student from Germany. He tried curling for the first time and says he has enjoyed his experience.
My exchange organization told us that today we could try out a new sport that's typical for Canada. And because we don't have this sport in Germany, we thought that it would be quite much fun and also a new experience to try this new sport.
The club's president says they've changed their curling programs to suit the needs of youth.
And part of the problem was we weren't understanding what the newer generation was looking for in activity. So we're making some changes in our structure of our leagues.
After the free event, more than 30 people signed up to continue taking classes. Layla Nasser, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 408. Sports is next.
Meta Employment Service.
We're about to change the way you hire. Are you ready for it? With the new Employing Young Talent Incentive, employers can earn too. Employ and retain a youth between the ages of 15 and 29 while receiving up to $2,000 per match. Want to learn more? Call Meta and speak with one of our job developers about how you can enroll today.
Call Meta Employment Services.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario.
In sports, the Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team finished their last game of the season Tuesday with a 2-0 loss to the St. Lawrence Vikings. Despite being winless the whole season, head coach Rob Terry believes there were positives from the team.
As you know, it's been a pretty tough season. We've tried to keep heading in a positive direction as the season's gone on, and I thought tonight was another sort of example of how we just keep getting better. We seem to have difficulty scoring, but on the other side, we were generating those chances and played quite well. One of the goals for me this season was to cut goals against down. With this game and only allowing two, we cut our average goals per game down from last year by one whole goal per game, which I think is great. We've had a lot of injuries. We've got three or four starting players injured and not playing, which gave the developing players some opportunities, and they stepped up. And the kids who have been starting all year stepped up their games to carry the load. So we're really banged. It's just been that kind of year. We've had some bad luck, but we've really improved. So, yeah, I'm happy in general.
The Lancers finished off their season with a record of 0-11-1. The Lancers men's rugby team will be playing its final home game tonight against the 4-1 Durham Lords. This will be the team's second last attempt to gain its first victory of the season and their first victory since 2015. The last time these two teams met, the Lords defeated the Lancers 64-7. The Belleville Senators played their home opener tonight in the newly named CAA Arena. The team held a news press conference with the CAA this afternoon. Brett Boland is there.
The Belleville Senators hosted a press conference at the newly named CAA Arena today. Chief Marketing Officer Rhonda English addressed the media to talk about the partnership with the Belleville Senators. It was announced that CAA cardholders will get special perks such as a private entrance at Gate 3, team events, and discounted tickets. Another cool perk is that cardholders may be getting surprised by a member of the Senators on their next roadside stop, as a team member will be accompanying CAA drivers on certain roadside jobs. CAA is putting on a fan appreciation event before tonight's game and have donated $5,000 to the 50-50 draw tonight. The fan event starts at 4, and puck drop for tonight's game with the Binghamton Devils is 7 p.m.
Send us your team or league scores via email to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, a few showers and late this afternoon, and mainly cloudy with a high of 10 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of minus 4 degrees, with wind chill bringing that to minus 7 degrees. And tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 6 degrees. It's 9 degrees at 4:11. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Loder Chapman, News on 91X, next at 6.